It's still here. Inflation, that is. And this is the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 10th day of April. Thanks for being with us. In other news, soon broadband suppliers will have to give you details, deep details, about what you are buying. Oklahoma versus two Texas natural gas companies think rate hikes. Stuff businesses can't do when it comes to blocking a union, or at least trying to. We've got yet another example. We've got the Wall Street Report coming at you, and Starbucks is cutting down on the noise level. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome back to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're with us again today. The inflation report is out, and because fuel and rents have gone up, so too did inflation. And that will give the central bank an excuse to delay any rate cuts. Prices outside of the volatile food and energy categories rose 0.4% from February to March. That's the same accelerated pace as in the previous month. Measured from a year earlier, those core prices are up 3.8%, which is unchanged from the year-over-year rise in February. The Fed closely tracks core prices because they tend to provide a good read of where inflation is headed. The Associated Press is reporting that the March figures, the third straight month of inflation readings well above the Fed's 2% target, provide concerning evidence that inflation is stuck at an elevated level after having steadily dropped in the second half of last year. The latest numbers threaten to torpedo the prospect of multiple rate cuts this year. Fed officials have made clear that with the economy healthy, they're in no rush to cut their benchmark rate, despite their earlier projections that they would do so at least three times this year. But kiss that one, perhaps. Goodbye. All of this tanked the markets as investors sent stock prices tumbling and bond yields rising, reflecting fear that the Fed may delay interest rate cuts indefinitely. Yes, Virginia, it is all about rate cuts. Those numbers from today's Wall Street Report are coming at you shortly. New rules adopted by the Federal Communications Commission mean that broadband sellers will have to be more transparent about what they are selling and what you are buying. The AP is reporting that much like nutritional labels on food products, broadband labels for internet packages will soon tell you just what is going into the pricing of your service. Now, we all know that anybody who shops for mobile or broadband knows how difficult it is to understand what you're buying. So this rule is a win for consumers. Following the design of FDA food labels, these broadband labels will provide easy-to-understand, accurate information about the cost and performance of high-speed internet services to help consumers avoid junk fees, price hikes, and other unexpected costs. The labels will be mandated to appear at any point of sale, including online and in stores, and they will be required to disclose all pricing information, including introductory rates, data allowances, and speeds. The labels will also include links to information about network management practices and privacy policies. So yeah, some good consumer news, yes? The Attorney General of Oklahoma has filed a lawsuit against two companies for their role in spiking natural gas prices during a 2021 storm. The lawsuits, the first by the state against natural gas operators over profits reaped during the storm, were filed in Osage County, Oklahoma, against Dallas-based ET Gathering and Processing, which acquired Enable Midstream Partners back in 2021, and Houston-based Symmetry Energy Solutions. The lawsuits allege Enable and Symmetry used various tactics to reduce natural gas supplies and drive up the price during the devastating storm that sent temperatures plummeting across the country and left millions of people without power. The AP is reporting that Oklahoma, however, is not alone. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach filed a similar lawsuit in federal court in December against a natural gas marketer operating in that state. And in Texas, which was also hard hit by Winter Storm Uri, the electric company Gridley Energy reached a settlement with state regulators there over crushing electric bills its consumers received during the deadly winter storm. So we're not quite sure when this is going to sink in. But if a business is faced with an effort of its employees to seek union representation, there are things the business simply can't do. But they try anyway. Take this example out of Kentucky. A federal judge has ruled that Woodford Reserve undermined unionization efforts at its Kentucky distillery by awarding pay raises, relaxing its vacation policy, and handing out bottles of whiskey to workers before a vote on whether to unionize. The actions by Woodford Reserve that were offered to workers were timed to influence the outcome of the unionization effort, wrote Andrew S. Golan, an administrative law judge with the National Labor Relations Board. Now, the 2022 unionization effort failed, but Golan set aside the election results and said that Woodford Reserve and its parent company should recognize and bargain with a local Teamsters union. Woodford Reserve is part of Spirit's Giant Brown Foreman Corporation based in Louisville, Kentucky. The company said it took each of the actions in question for legitimate business reasons that were unrelated to the union campaign. But the judge disagreed, saying the company engaged in unfair labor practices in violation of the National Labor Relations Act. The company failed to prove that the pay raises, relaxed vacation policy, and free whiskey would have occurred in the absence of the union campaign. Stuff you people just can't do. Because why? You're going to get caught. Remember, this is not about the economy or a booming jobs market. This is the result of investors worrying about central bank rate cuts. Wall Street dropped like a rock today after the early morning reveal of the inflation report. The Dow cratered by 422 points to end the Wednesday session at 38,461, while the Nasdaq shed 136 points to close at 16,170, and the S&P 500 lost 49 points to end the day at 5160. Wall Street had been in good spirits when the jobs report of last week indicated 303,000 jobs were created in March, but the inflation news from today means that the central bank will not be in any hurry to reduce rates. West Texas Intermediate crude at news time was up by 86 cents or $86.17 a barrel, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury rose to 4.548%, and that was a level not seen since November 6th of last year. And finally, there is this, and this is about turning down the noise level at your local Starbucks. Now, to be transparent, I have not been to a Starbucks in years. If I'm spending money for coffee, it comes from a locally owned coffee shop like Grounds for Celebration in the village of Windsor Heights, Iowa. Hint, hint, a local plug. But back to Starbucks. The company says it wants to hear your order loud and clear. So Starbucks is adding noise-absorbing panels to ceilings to lower sound levels in new and renovated stores so that the baristas can fill orders correctly and so that customers can better hear their names when orders are ready. Noise issues are also a problem at restaurant drive-thrus, where orders are accurate just 86% of the time, according to industry research. The in-store change, which helps customers who have hearing loss, is part of Starbucks' plan to redesign about 1,000 U.S. stores this fiscal year to become more accessible and even inclusive. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Thanks so very much for joining us, and have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.